Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 24, 2019. My thoughts on Twitter, the 24th of September 2019. By establishing connections between us, helping each other, we enliven the system of Adam Rishon, the common soul starts to work and breathe. We will feel our dependence on each other and the obligation to care for everyone. This is a new stage of the work, when each individual clique can grow correctly. Through the common system, we will feel a stronger manifestation of the upper force, how it directs us and works on us. While remaining in our ten, we must start caring for all the groups, for the common spiritual clique, the system of the common soul of Adam. The Creator will be revealed in it. The era of personal development is over, when a separate soul was able to ascend. None of the groups is able to grow individually. All of a group's development and strength of spirit, starting from this time on, will depend on the awakening of the common clique. This is the call of the times. Improving the world group, strengthening, expanding ties between all the groups, overcoming and rising above everything that separates us, covering with love, depends on the growth of a large common connection. This is the reason everyone will correctly advance on their own spiritual path. Everyone must annul before others to achieve connection, but doing so he does not cancel his individuality, his character or strength. He has to display his given unique desire to unite and become an example, so that everyone becomes an example. This is how common unity is achieved. Everyone must advance for the sake of common unity. Each person should care to help others show their uniqueness to the fullest, for all the qualities to come through as distinct, vibrant, flaming, portraying all the differences and connections between them. Our differences grow in the measure of the development of our connection. It is important to awaken all the groups and individuals in Europe so that everyone feels that they are an important, vibrant part of the European system. Otherwise, it is impossible to create a common spiritual vessel, clique. The soul of Adam Rishon is a common body with many qualities, none of which can be neglected. The Creator depicts your picture of the world. My influence on the environment determines what I receive from it, what the group will be, what my world will be, and what I will be. We need to understand that the environment is what the Creator depicts for me and is not something fixed. Each of us has one's own picture, and we cannot combine, add, assemble, compare, and match these pictures because they are completely individual. Therefore, by influencing the environment, I influence myself. Each person should say the whole world was created only for me, which means I must understand and constantly care about the correction of the world, satisfy its requirements, and pray for the world. The whole world is my desire in which I see specifically my own state, and that is my world. If I change my desires, my qualities, then the world that I imagine will also change. However, in order to change my desires correctly, selectively, through my own choice, I must be in a group that will help me change my desires to ever higher ones. Then I will feel myself lower and lower, and therefore I will yearn to become higher and higher in order to rise and see higher and higher worlds. Each image I see is called a world. The ability to see constant ascension, that is, the upper worlds, is achieved by inclusion in the group and by receiving desires higher than my individual, egoistic desires from it. All my work for the environment is, in fact, work for myself. In this way, I raise myself and grow. So when a person says the whole world is created only for me, it is really so. Yet, it is not in order for one to receive the whole world, but to correct oneself and to elevate the world that he or she senses to the highest level, to the world in which there is only the Creator. One will feel this world in the group, in the ten, thereby coming to an absolutely clear perception of the world as Havaya, the ten, ten Sephirot in which the Creator is revealed in all his power. One who wishes to achieve equivalence of form with the Creator must not think whether he is in control. There should be no such questions on the horizon. After all, the Creator does not think about it. There is no greater disparity of form than when a person worries about his influence on the world, on the group. He should detach himself from such concerns and give all this to the Creator. Therefore, anyone who thinks about his own control over himself and the group is without doubt separated from the Creator and will never achieve equivalence of form with him. All the actions of a person should be directed to the adhesion with the Creator, meaning to bestow and benefit to others, which is the condition for complete adhesion with the Creator. One should try to disconnect his own I from any interference in himself and in the world and shift himself only to bestow in order to help, to give, to influence in a good way, to bring positive force, and nothing more. Then we will get closer to the Creator, feeling him more and more as our partner. From the convention in Moldova, Day 1, September 6, 2019, how can I affect the society? Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, the 28th of April 2019. Question: is the depth of the connection with the Creator determined by recognizing my insignificance? Answer: the depth of connection with the Creator is not determined only through this parameter. You are basing this assumption on, for the Lord is high but he sees the lowly, and he chastises the haughty from afar. Psalms 138:6. But what does lowly mean? It is not necessary to reduce yourself, rather, it is necessary to elevate the Creator. So, you elevate him and ascend after him, this is the most important thing. Question: we are building a path between the future and the present. Does it depend on our efforts whether this path will be a thief, egoism, or a helper? Answer: of course it depends on us. The answer is hidden in the question itself. How must we act so that egoism will disappear? Only to the extent of our unity. The thief, meaning egoism, comes between us and does not make it possible to be completely connected with each other. This is where we begin to lose, falling into its hands. Question: in military units where people train around the clock, work, and fight, there is always a very strong connection. Do they also have a higher illumination? How is that connection established? Answer: no, it is nothing like that. There is no reason for them to somehow enter the upper world. They are not building a system of themselves in order to resemble the Creator. Question: can there be unconscious merging and attainment of unique states? Answer: no. Nothing happens by chance. Question: sometimes I see that it is not worthwhile to do something in the present because it could cause unpleasantness in the future, but I cannot stop myself. What does a Kabbalist do? How does he stop himself? Answer: a Kabbalist does not stop anything. In his own way, he does what is necessary to direct the entire world toward correction. Question: what state are we in when we are asleep? Answer: you are in a beastly state. There is nothing else. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 28th of April 2019. Kabbalah and Beliefs, Part 3. Comment: in Kabbalah, one must attain, feel, the Creator, and not just believe in him. There are practically no methods that say that you must reach the level of the Creator and only then can you understand his goal and his attitude toward you. Answer: there is a big confusion between Kabbalah and other methodologies regarding beliefs and attainment because the other methods practice blind faith. I agree with a certain postulate, thus, for me it becomes the truth. Kabbalah doesn't practice that. Nothing is taken on faith. Everything is attained. It is explained in a very interesting sentence: the judge has only what his eyes can see. It means that eyesight is the most precise and important organ of perception of reality. Therefore, what you see is considered the truth. This is the only thing that can be relied on. Everything else can be disregarded. Also, in our world, The court witnesses are asked, "Did you see?" "No, I heard." Having heard is not proof. If you saw it, which is thoroughly investigated under cross-examination, such testimony is accepted as the truth. Question: what does seeing and hearing the Creator mean? Answer: attainment of the Creator, as it is in our world, happens in sounds and pictures. The sounds, as in either heard a voice. In addition, I saw a vision, which is considered as fully reliable proof. Question: so, to see or to hear the Creator are different levels of attainment? But is this talking about seeing with our own eyes? Answer: no. We're discussing in a vision and hearing, which have no connection with our corporeal organs of perception. Vision is attainment in the light of Hochma, and hearing, in the light of Hasidim. Seeing the Creator is the most profound level of attainment, understanding, and feeling. While hearing is a much lower level, it is still an attainment. From CAB TV's Basics of Kabbalah, the 17th of December 2018.